calling all powerful women. Yes, that's you, girl. I want you to mark your calendar for the next Know Your Power Women's Retreat. It's going to be April 19th through 21st in Austin, Texas. Ladies, the last retreat was truly the most incredible experience because I was able to witness women from all walks of life come together as sisters, ditch limiting beliefs, build unwavering confidence, and unlock their true potential. You might be in a place right now where you feel lost in your purpose. You're constantly talking down to yourself. You have big dreams, but you're scared to act on them. Maybe you even feel lonely in your journey. This experience is carefully crafted for you. We provide a safe space for you to connect with other like-minded women and evolve into the powerful woman I know you to be. So if you're listening to this right now and something inside of you is pulling you to go to this retreat, there's a reason for it. Click the link down below to secure your spot today. I can't wait to see you there. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Know Your Power podcast. I am your host, Julia Renee.
And Kendall Aaliyah.
Yeah, Kendall Aaliyah. Honestly.
The people not watching is so funny. We're flexing.
Yeah, on YouTube. I got a little
sneak peek. I actually really love that top, and yeah. I didn't look at it until you started talking.
Yeah, this company's called Just Strong, and they sent me 3 sets. And I'm going to I love a matching set. Mm-hmm. And I got the matching set of I didn't get the matching set to actually these bottoms, but I got 3 other ones and mm-hmm. I'm just didn't know what to wear today. And I threw it on.
It looks comfy.
It's actually really comfortable.
I love a comfortable sports bra.
But we're flexing. Should we start all of our know your boundaries just with a flex?
I feel like I always wear hoodies in here though.
That's true.
I can't even flex. Know I'm flexing under
you
my
wouldn't
sweat.
See our muscles.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Gym Girl Chats. Today, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to be talking about Sam Sulek. We're going to be talking about the Arnold. We're going to be talking about some TikTok drama. Not really, honestly. I mean, it's just some weird things that people in the gym. You'll see when we get there. But first of all, I wanted to mention that my Monarch Shred Challenge for the summer is now live. It is open for enrollment. It's going to be closing. I'm not quite sure what the date is, but just click the link down in the description and you
just
can
get it now so you don't have to
worry.
You
can see it for yourself, but it's amazing. We literally had so many girls in the last one. It was unreal. It was hundreds. Mm-hmm. And then that first Zoom call that we did, because we do weekly Zoom calls.
I don't
want
to interrupt
shreds.
You, but I'm turning down my headphones.
Oh, okay.
You can continue.
So we had so many girls that were in that last one on that first Zoom call. It was pages and pages of women.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing to see, because when we do these programs, they're, of course, you're going to get everything that you need, health and fitness wise and the motivation and stuff. But people don't realize how deep Zach and I go in the program with more things, even deeper than what we go on.
Which I think you
here.
Have to do, because if you think about it, all of my one-on-one clients, I always joke and say they're therapy sessions, but they really are, because sometimes you need to evolve. Usually you need to evolve your mental health in accordance with your physical health. You can't just evolve one without the other.
I know. And most of the reasons why we're not achieving our goals usually has to do with, of course, are you actually doing the healthy things? Are you actually going to the gym? But when you're going to that next level, it usually starts with you. Mm-hmm. It starts with how do you feel about your body, your confidence level, your self-worth, all of that stuff. It's crazy. I mean, the example that I like to use is when you're doing cardio and you're wanting, it's painful. You start your mind starts telling your body, mm-hmm. this is painful. We can't do it. Then your mind tells your body to get off.
Yeah.
That's it always starts with us.
Agreed.
But yeah, I just wanted to mention that too. It's down in the description, but
I want to talk about the Arnold.
Let's talk about
the Arnold. Because I wasn't there. So I want to hear everything,
I
how
wish
it was,
you were,
what it was like.
Because so many people, I know we're a small podcast, but so many people were coming up to me and saying how much they, I wish you were there, because a lot of them were talking about you as
missed
well.
Missed you guys.
Yeah. And they were saying just how much they love the podcast and how much it's helped them with
That's
their journey
awesome.
And stuff. And it's really cool to think, because I have more followers on TikTok. I have more followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have more followers on YouTube, of course, but YouTube and the podcast, the place where we share mm-hmm. our lives and our personality, that's where people actually comment. That's what they comment about.
Yeah.
So I was like really surprised. I'm like, we're such an itty bitty podcast, you know, but so many people were saying how much they loved it. So
oh, that's awesome.
Kendall was that's there in spirit.
I definitely had FOMO. I tried not to be on Instagram a lot because I feel like every person in the world that I followed mm-hmm. was there. And I was like, dang, I wish I was there, but it's okay. I'll go next year. Okay. I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Oh my God, it's
huge. Was this your first time going?
It was my second.
Okay.
I went, I think in 2021, and that was the last time I went. It was so huge. It was even bigger than the 2021 when I came. But then again, that was also like the first year
yeah.
after COVID.
It's usually bigger than the Olympia, isn't it? Like booth wise.
It seemed like it. It was yeah. just huge. Like Friday was busy. And then Saturday was unreal. Mm-hmm. Friday was crazy because I was trying to get through to go to the Buff Chick booth.
Couldn't even get there.
Because we were going right as soon as there were some competitors that were on stage. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we started walking, they were like, okay, everybody clear out.
Oh no.
Because then we're coming back later. And they all started moving to the left and yeah. we were trying to go straight. And I was like,
yeah, and that sounds hectic.
Being short at the Arnold is so scary because you're like way down here and everyone's so big and strong and tall and you're like, ah.
That's so funny. That's something I never like think sign. Of. Were you able to see any of the actual competition or you were just no. locked up at the booth?
I didn't get to see any. The wellness was going on during my time at the booth. I'm pretty sure wellness went on Friday.
Yeah.
I think they finished everything.
They were just on Friday.
Yeah, they were just on Friday. But yeah, I was at the booth during that time, so I didn't get to see it. I definitely could have walked away for a second to like go, but the line was really long for the, and I just didn't want to be like, bye.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, it was so much fun. Like it was unreal getting to meet all you guys in person. I appreciate all the comments about the podcast because
thank
I was,
you to everyone that missed me there.
I know.
I missed you also.
They're like, I love you and Kendall. And I was just like,
I like that we're just like a little like package.
We're a package deal. Yeah. We're a package deal.
Because half the time when people come up to me, they'll mention you. And I'm like, I love that.
I know. It's so funny. I was like, dang it. I really wish you was here. She could have came. You could have just slept in my bed.
I was taking
with
care
me.
Of Julia's dogs.
She was.
So I was still a part of the family, you know, mm-hmm. just wasn't there. I want to hear about you seeing Arnold.
So I was staying at the Hilton, which is connected to the convention center, which was so convenient because mm-hmm. literally I just like go downstairs and then there's like,
that's nice.
I was like, this is so dope. But I went to breakfast down in the morning and they literally had like a bodybuilder's breakfast. Like they had you like what hotel has egg whites? Like they had a giant tub of like egg whites that were.
Is it because they knew you guys were there?
Well, I mean, yeah, because the Arnold is so big that like the Hilton, literally their key cards had the Arnold Expo on it. So it's like, it's, I was like, fuck, this thing is huge. Mm-hmm. But I went down and it was actually the first day, actually, I was trying to figure out like where to get breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm just like used to some Holiday Inn shit where like the breakfast is just downstairs and you could just like grab it and go hide in your room like an introvert. Mm-hmm. And then I saw this girl and she looked super familiar and it turns out she works at Factory Gym, which is a local gym here in Austin. Mm-hmm. And I knew her and I was like, oh my God, it's you. Mm-hmm. And we were both like, where do you find food? And I was like, I don't know. So then they like made us sit down and eat and they wouldn't let us like take it to, And so like, as soon as we sat down, I was like, okay, so, we're probably just going to like get the breakfast, eat it really quick and then leave. So we ended up like hanging out together. Mm-hmm. I was like, we came down here. Do you just want to sit together? It would have been awkward to be like,
yeah. Okay,
but
see ya.
Okay, bye. No, but she's super sweet. And I'm glad that I got to see her that first day
because so
I
was nice so having nervous. A familiar face in situations like that because, like, that's where a lot of my anxiety comes in is like no one's recognizable. Mm-hmm. And then you start to like spiral a little bit.
You're like, I need a safety, something that's safe. And I was like, you're familiar. You're from Texas. Hi. And it was like, be my friend.
That's funny.
So then I just kept that routine every morning. Like I'd do cardio. Then I would go and eat the breakfast, Mm-hmm. So the first day, one of the servers that was serving us, she's like, this is actually Arnold's table right here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do you mean Arnold's table?
Okay, so I'm going to go sit at it. And
I know. And I literally told her, I was like, so can I just sit here until he comes? And she was like giggling because it was like 7 a.m. at that point. And he goes there every morning of the expo at 9 a.m. Uh-huh. And he sits at this. It was like a long, curvy table. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, I'm not going to sit here and wait for him. Like, I can't do that. The last day I go sit and have breakfast by myself. And I look to the right and he's at that table with his whole group. He has security guards all around him. No one's like allowed to go near him.
I forget. He's like an ex-politician too.
Ex-politician, famous actor, actor, bodybuilder, obviously. Like all, he's so many things. So it's like, he's literally had like his whole crew behind him. And I was like, the lady was right. He does sit there at 9 a.m. every morning. So then my back was towards him and like I would have to turn to see the table and I was like, I need to get a photo.
Switch seats.
I know. I was going to like switch to the other side and I was like trying to get a photo the whole time. I literally had my camera open and I was doing that thing where you like pretend you're not taking a photo, but you like, it's obvious. Like,
oh, I'm just checking my hair, zooms in.
It's obvious because my dad, like my dad is really supportive of my bodybuilding career and he loves Arnold, not only from bodybuilding, but from like his movies and stuff. And my dad wanted me to get a picture with him so bad, but like with how all the stuff that I was doing, I was like, it's literally going to be impossible.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to get this photo of him in the wild for my dad. So I finally got it and I took the picture and the guy sitting alone next to me goes, I've been trying to do that this whole time. And I didn't have the courage. I was like, you're in a way better spot than me. Cause he was literally, like,
yo, you take it and send it to both of us.
I was this close to saying, bro, can you grab my phone? You're in a really good spot because I had to turn around and he was just sitting there directly facing. I was like, all you could have done is lift up your phone like you were texting and took a photo.
That's true.
And really, it's
he's got to get better at that. I'm sure Arnold is so used to it, especially honestly, that weekend. I'm sure it's photo after photo after photo that he wouldn't even care or notice. But yeah, I definitely would have also been nervous in his presence in general.
I also saw Sam Sulek because he like all of majority of the people that were, I think, in a booth were staying at the Hilton.
Yeah.
So I went downstairs and I was getting ready to leave to go to one of the Buff Chick like events thing. And it was Callum Von, what was his name?
Yeah, Von Moger.
Yeah, it was him.
He lived here for a little bit.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. He's hot. Anyways, he was sitting there and he was sitting with like, I think he was sitting with Sam Sulek. And I like, literally, I've watched a couple of Sam Sulek's videos. I think he's like, just watching him, I'm like, he just looks like such a goober who's like, just so gentle and like sweet. And he blew up and he didn't, I don't think he didn't plan it. It's been like a year. And he's like, he was one of the top people that was speaking at like the Arnold Expo on like a panel. Like it's crazy. He went from that.
He's also super well spoken.
Yes. Yes. And he's just, he seems like just like a little like nerd that went bodybuilder. Like
I get that.
Cute, sweet little nerd that went bodybuilder and now he's jacked.
He's one of those people. Like, I don't think I'm necessarily his target audience. I think it's very tailored to like men, especially men trying to learn about bodybuilding. But I still feel like he's one of those people that I might like mildly fangirl meeting. Like I don't even watch his stuff like that.
I wasn't expecting to fangirl, but I saw him and I like started, I was like pacing. I'm like, what do I do? I was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I was like, should I go? I was like, no, you can't go up to, no, should I? I was like, should you ask for something? No. Just.
I think it's because he's so real that like, I've watched one of his YouTube videos in entirety and it feels like you know him. Yes. Like, you just feel like you're his best friend. Exactly. Like, I feel like it's the same energy we sometimes give with the podcast, but it's like, I feel like I would fangirl.
Yes. And it was so cute because one of the other Buff Chick athletes, because there's two of the ones that we were with, it was Alex, who's a figure competitor, and Kenzie, who's also a wellness competitor. And Kenzie, one of her, I think someone who follows her on TikTok, brought her a signed photo from Sam Sulek because she couldn't go like see him and get it. And I was like, that's so sweet. It was so cute. But it's like, but like weirdly, I feel like low key people, like, especially like girls, like fangirl over Sam Sulek. And I was like, nah, that's not possible. And I saw him and it was, I was fangirling over him, not because of his physique or anything, mainly because I'm like, he seems like adorable and sweet.
I look up to him and I idolize him and he's the reason I felt comfortable starting YouTube, because I was like, oh, if he can be this chill, personable personality, so can I, type of thing.
Yeah. So you don't have to be like, ah, because so many of like the big YouTubers are are
so flashy.
Like,
yeah.
So big and flashy that you're like, do I have to be like that? Yeah. But that's not me.
He's the exact chill energy that I like. So
exactly.
I think that's why it's definitely a personality thing goes a long way, you know?
Yeah. I was really surprised at my reaction to seeing him. I was like, should I go up to him? I'm like, no, just it's fine.
For those of you who don't know, because again, I feel like our audiences are in a huge overlap there. He does really long formatted YouTube videos where they're like 40 minutes to an hour and they feel like a podcast where he just like talks to you while he's eating his pre-workout meal. And then he talks to you on his drive to the gym. And then he talks to you throughout his workout.
Yeah. And it's like, he posts one every day and literally it's like winter bulk day 59.
I wonder if he even edits them. I'm sure he just cuts them together.
I don't even know. It's just like, I would have asked him all of those questions.
Yeah.
I would have been like, hi.
I would have went to his
you're
panel.
You're cute and adorable. Secondly, how because every single thing that ever has been said that you have to do for YouTube, he does the complete opposite.
Yeah, and it worked.
So yeah, but I also wanted to talk about the wellness girlies and also kind of the bikini. I know Kendall and I are wellness girlies, but I enjoy watching all the women's categories. Yeah. I enjoy watching the men's categories too, of course, but I love specifically watching wellness and then bikini. I think mainly too, because I love a lot of the bikini girls. Mm-hmm. I love them and I think they're
amazing. I've
been
following them for probably longer than I've been following the wellness girls. Yeah. So I think I will always keep an eye on it, even if I'm super far removed from it.
But we did pretty good in our guesses for the Arnold. Mm-hmm. So what we guessed was Franciel number one, of course, the queen. Issa number two, Bruna number three, Lily Dong number four, Sandra Colorado number five. Mm-hmm. So the actual results were Fran, Issa, Sandra, Bruna, then Lily.
Basically, we only got like one wrong technically. We just had to swap them.
That's true.
We just had to bump Sandra up and push the other two.
We got the top five down. And I think Sandra too, we were struggling because some of them don't really post what their physiques look like. So we were just kind of guessing. But I'm proud of us. We actually got the top five.
I'm gonna give you more of the credit that you got the top five.
Right.
And I just agreed.
I did
you.
It and you disagreed.
I thought it was a really good match between Bruna and Sandra though. I felt like their physiques were super similar. Yeah. They're both just like a little smaller than Issa and Fran. Mm-hmm. And I feel like as they grow, they'll like keep moving up in the division, which is awesome to see. I also think this was the best I've ever seen Fran.
Yes,
personally.
That's what
this
everyone
is my
was
favorite
saying.
Package I've ever seen her bring in. I feel like it
she
is.
She was a little bit leaner, right?
I was going to say, like it's the leanest I've seen her. And I was reading, I think I saw it on Wellness Observer's page.
Props.
He was explaining that she showed up because I guess it was something where like, she slightly missed the mark at the Olympia, which I didn't think so. I think this was his words or her words that he was interpreting. And that she wanted to like prove herself by coming to this Arnold. And I feel like that's what she did. She looked amazing.
She looked so good. And that suit looked amazing on her. Mm-hmm. She usually does a red suit, but she did like a teal. I was telling a couple of girls that were interested in bodybuilding and we were talking about like suit colors. I feel like blue and red look good on almost every skin tone. Mm-hmm. Like those are really safe. And
I really like red on blondes and I really like the cooler tones on brown hair. I don't know why, but that's like what I've noticed is also really common is a lot of, when I was blonde, I went red with my
interesting.
Suit.
Because like,
I tied it in my head. Maybe. I don't know if that's just a me thing.
I'm trying to decide like what color, because
I want you to do light purple. Like
I'm going to do,
lilac.
I'm going to do the lavender one for sure. Yes. For my first show, everyone was like, yes, do the lavender. Mm-hmm. And I want my like look to be similar to it, like have very like big flowy waves, even like lavender purpley eyes or something like that. But then I'm going to compete in a couple of different shows. So I'm like,
switch it up.
I was like, should I do a red? I don't know.
You look good in every color I've ever seen you.
We'll see. But I did want to actually you talk about the next thing.
Do you want me to pick what we talk about or do you have one in mind?
You.
I want to talk about prep. I'm doing a mini cut right now and you're in prep and I just want to see like how we're doing. I feel like it's good to like keep up with us also.
So my first week, I lost 3 pounds.
Ooh, congrats.
I really want to lose 3 pounds. I lost 3 pounds my second week because guys, when I'm posting, typically when I'm posting anything that's prep related, you're seeing it a week later.
Yeah.
Because in order for me to make sure that everything comes out on time, it's edited by Ian. Same thing with the podcast. I do everything a week early.
Yeah.
And it posts that.
We can't be Sam Selleck and post the next day.
No. So I lost 3 pounds the first week and then another pound the second week. And I'm on my third week. So I went from, because before I started prep, I had a weekend of eating whatever I wanted and everything. So I went from 158 to 155 to 154. So that's where I was my last check-in. Tomorrow's my third week check-in, and then we'll see where I'm at.
But nice. How are you feeling? Good.
I'm feeling.
You seemed uncertain of that statement.
I think it's because too, I haven't got any body work done in a long time because I forgot to book my, I always book those types of things as soon as I leave.
Yeah.
But I forgot to do it last time because I was going to be traveling when that next session was going to. So my body's been in pain a lot lately. So my workouts haven't been the best. I've been doing the best that I can, but the decrease in calories didn't affect me the first week at all, but the second week it did.
Yeah.
Because what really happens too is that like your body needs to get used to like a new set point of calories.
Yeah.
So of course I was used to my maintenance level calories that I was at. And that first week it didn't affect me, but that second week my body's like, hey, where are the rest of those calories at?
Yeah.
And the way that my coach explained it was like, he's like, eventually he's like, your body's going to get used to this calorie mark and you're not going to like feel so hungry. And then this week, that's the case.
Yeah.
This week I'm not feeling, which is the third week, I'm not feeling like as hungry as I was the second week. So
that makes sense.
I'm getting a little bit like more used to it.
If you think about it, like calories at its core is energy. So it just like affects you that first week or two. And then your body does adjust and learns like, okay, this is the amount of energy we're dealing with now. I now know how to like use it wisely instead of using it and burning through it like you want to.
I also like to think about it as like, at each different weight, your body is like slightly different. Like how did I was at 158. Like how did I feel at 158? Okay. Now how is my body feeling at 155? Like at a certain point with bodybuilding, you keep going down to different set points and you get to like different weights where your body's like, we don't want to be there. Like we don't want to be that small. And like, that's eventually what happens. So the goal for me with what my coach is doing is that we're going to have this like decrease in calories for a while and it's still working. So when it's working, you just keep going with it.
You don't need to drop any lower while it's working.
While it's working, you just keep going. So for the past like two weeks, it's just been like, keep going. You're doing great. Keep going. It's very consistent.
Yeah.
And then I think we're going to run this for, I think he said 8 weeks, and then we're going to increase the calories a little bit and then drop them again.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we found with that past year, this year that I took off unintentionally, is that that really works for my body, is that like we cut it down for a couple of weeks, we have them pretty low, and then we bump them up, and then and my body responds very well to that. So
my body's responded well to that too. The first ever show I did, I was gonna pull out. So for 1 week, like halfway through prep, I was like, F this, I'm eating what I want. And like, I didn't go crazy because like I knew how sensitive my body was gonna be, but I ate a lot more calories every day than I was used to. And then I was like, why do I look really good?
Why do I look amazing?
I was like, okay, maybe I do want to continue for the show. And at that point I was still like 8 weeks out, like enough to clean up that 1 week of eating more. And when I got back on my meal plan, I remember it all just like sliding off of my body. I was like, oh nice.
Sometimes you need that like refeed. I know like a refeed is typically like, it's like a meal or so, like a meal or two meals. But what would you, I mean, it's kind of like carb cycling. Like it's like
carb. It's just increasing your carb and calorie intake as a whole. Yeah.
And even so, carb cycling on my rest days, I do have lower carbs. So on my training days, and that's what carb cycling is. It's like typically you match it with what your training days are. So on my training days, I have higher carbs, a little bit higher calories. Non-training days, since I'm not doing a lot of physical activity, it's lower carbs and lower calories. So
I want to talk about my cut.
What's your cut?
I'm doing cardio again.
Oh my goodness.
I was so, my heart is still very out of shape, but like, okay, I eased into cardio, and then we can talk about this Reddit post
at the end of this,
because we have some cardio tea in a second. I started with just the treadmill to ease my way like back into doing cardio again. And I'm so out of shape that walking on incline was like getting my heart rate really high. I was definitely feeling it. And then I remember I had saw you the day after I did Stairmaster for the first time in like literally over a year, I want to say. And even then, like a year ago when I did it, I was not consistent with it. I would just hop on there sometimes like before a leg day. Anyway, I did it for 10 minutes and I was honestly pretty proud of myself as someone who has not done cardio in so long.
How many minutes you at now?
Now I'm at 20. Yes. And it's crazy how euphoric and motivating it is now. Like I'm so excited to go and do cardio every day, because when you're not in the habit of it, you like forget about it, you think it's hard, you think it's too hard, you don't want to do it. And I was definitely in that cycle of like, I don't need cardio. And then I was like, I'm huffing and puffing going up the stairs in my house. I need to increase my cardiovascular health at the minimum. If I'm doing it for a cut, even better, but either way, my heart definitely needs to be healthier. So I like then bumped it up to 15 and I was like, oh, that feels really good. Okay. Yeah. Next week I'm going to do 20. So now I'm doing, I'll go 20 on the Stairmaster and then I'll hop on incline treadmill for another like 10 to 15 minutes. So like 30, 35
How
minutes
many
of cardio.
Times a week?
4 times a week for right now. I just can't do it on my leg days still. Like my body, similar to you, I haven't been getting body work and my hips just hurt so bad when I try to do stairs on my leg days. And if I do like end up not going on like a normal rest day for cardio, I will do it on a leg day. It's not like it's like a big deal. I just try to separate it a little bit so that my legs can recover even the slightest bit. But I want to talk about this Reddit post.
Oh my God. Speaking of cardio.
So
my little sister who runs like our a lot of our podcast stuff and helps us like keep it fun and interesting and organize it, she sent me this. Do you want to read what the first one says? And she wanted us to like talk about it. Yeah. So it's an actual post that my sister found on Reddit.
So this was on a girl's story. I'm not going to say who so that we don't send her hate.
Yes. No hate.
She has a picture of herself on the Stairmaster. And she said, incline treadmill does not count for cardio. Too easy, sis. And then put a little poll where it says agree and disagree.
Okay.
And it's about 42% of people are agreeing. 58% of people are disagreeing. Her second post, same thing. She's still on the Stairmaster, says it in, it's not in my opinion. I said what I said, challenge yourself more.
Boo.
Boo. I'm going to rant for just 2 seconds.
Okay, go ahead and rant.
Because I was thinking about this and I was talking to one of my clients about it because this just like set me off a little bit. First off, everyone's body is different. Second off, cardio is just training your cardiovascular health. There's different reasons that people do cardio, but at the end of the day, it's just something that's training your cardiovascular system and something that's increasing the health within that, right? You can do it for weight loss, sure, or you could do it for your heart health, sure. Everyone's body is different. Everyone's max heart rate is going to look different. And we have to stay, there's 5 zones. Everyone has 5 zones of their heart rate, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You want to stay in that middle range if you're trying to lose fat. So I'm assuming she's talking about cardio in like a fat loss stage. She's not talking about it just for like a health standpoint, which it's still wrong. So you want to stay in those middle three. If you're someone where your heart rate is too low, you're not really getting any burning fat, any sort of benefits there. If you're heart rate is getting too high, you start to burn muscle and it starts to be a little too fatiguing on your body. That's also not healthy. Someone like me, my heart rate can get in those middle three zones
without even trying,
by barely walking on incline. I could walk on flat land and my heart rate is getting to 130. I'm burning body fat. That is sustainable for me for a cut.
Versus me, it takes a little longer for
someone
my heart
like
rate
Julia
to
might prefer a Stairmaster because it gets her heart rate to that middle zone where you're burning the most fat. It's the best for you and your results.
So that's exactly like what happened to me the other day. And this is not me saying that treadmill is awful or anything, because I've definitely done some treadmill stuff and I'm like dying and I'll explain like why later. But for me, I did the treadmill at the hotel because that's the only one that was available. And it took me it took like really high incline, really bumping up the speed in order to get my heart rate kind of around where I could have got my heart rate on like at level 6 on the Stairmaster, which level 6, like for me, who's someone who's used to doing it, is very simple. It's very easy.
So what heart rate do you get to when you're on level 6 at the Stairmaster?
Like 145.
Mine gets to 190 and I'm not exaggerating. Bro. I could include a picture. So that's where we're different. And now my heart rate's crazy. Too high on the Stairmaster at a very normal pace.
So you need to go like level 2.
I still do level 6.
It's basically you just walking up stairs in your house.
But that's why, and for those who don't know, again, it has to do with age, it has to do with gender, it has to do with how much cardio we've been doing in the past. It also has to do with the fact that I was on a medication that increased my blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So that increases my heart rate typically. People are also on beta blockers and their heart rate can't get that high. It's so dependent on who you are and what your lifestyle is like that I think it's so wrong to generalize and say walking on incline isn't cardio or mm-hmm. isn't sufficient enough. And it's not, in my opinion, work harder. It's not a work harder thing. It's do what works for you and your body thing.
Definitely. And when I was going back and forth, like texting my sister about it, I was like, this is so dumb. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I literally said, I could easily say the same thing about the Stairmaster. I was like, LOL.
Exactly.
I was like, you know why though? It's because I've been doing the Stairmaster for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And now to me, it's quote unquote easy because I've built up the cardiovascular health in order to go on the Stairmaster. Like when I'm deep in prep, I can be on the Stairmaster like level 12 for an hour and I'm fine. Yeah. You know, but that's because I've built up to that point. Yeah. It was never the case when I first started. But then you put me on a treadmill and of course, like I can't get my heart rate up that high because it's a little bit harder for me, but I'm still dying. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I'm not used to it because I've been on the Stairmaster for 4 years. So that is easier for me
exactly
because I've gotten good at it. My cardiovascular health is good. You put me on a treadmill incline 12 speed three, I'm dying because I'm not used to it and my calves are swelling.
The only thing I agree with her on is to challenge yourself. Yes. But challenging yourself can look anyway. That's like a sprinter looking at someone that's jogging and being like, oh, you're not working hard enough. It's like, okay, they're running 2 miles at a jogging rate. You're doing 10 sprints mm-hmm. with rest. Both are training you really aggressively in really different ways and you can't compare different cardio.
Yes. Like seriously, it's I saw it. I was like, Jesus Christ.
There's like not a lot of things really bother me, but when people share their opinion and share it as though it's fact, like she literally said, it's not in my opinion. Like that's the only thing I don't like. If you have a hot take or you have something you prefer, or you're trying to motivate people and this is your way of doing it, don't say it matter of factly. Say, this is what works for me or this is what worked for my clients or whatever. Like there's a nicer way of saying it rather than putting down the people who are trying to get into cardio and they're starting on the treadmill and being like, oh, you're not doing enough. Sorry. Yeah.
And when you get started, the treadmill is definitely, it's more doable than like the Stairmaster. Mm-hmm. And I liked starting on the treadmill because you can start just walking flat and mm-hmm. then you can go to incline and then you can
more variation
build up. But then again, it's like I was saying before, like I'm so used to doing the Stairmaster that you put me on a treadmill and I'm like, ow, this hurts my calves. My ankles are swelling. But you put me on a Stairmaster because I've been doing it for 4 years and it's like, I could do this all day.
Yeah.
Like I could do this all
day. It's just different ways of challenging. And like you might have to challenge yourself by going to like level 10, level 12, you know, like just a higher point on the Stairmaster. Mm-hmm. The same thing would occur if someone is so used to doing a certain incline and certain speed that becomes easy for them. Okay, level up, like go on more of an incline. Go at a faster pace. Like there's different ways to challenge yourself. And it's also like, I don't know. It's just so biased.
It is very biased.
And very dependent on who you are.
This is the only way that you can do cardio. It's like, no. And I think one thing that I get asked a lot is like, well, why do you do the Stairmaster? And like, why do you do it fasted and things like that? Like, is it better? And I'm mm-hmm. like, no, it's not better. I'm not saying it's better. Mm-hmm. It's like whatsoever. I want like people to do whatever cardio that they enjoy. Like if it's if it's going to classes and do like I used to do my cardio in off season. I'd do boxing classes and stuff because mm-hmm. I was getting so bored of cardio. If you like doing that, if you like going to like HIIT classes, if you like doing the Stairmaster, if you like doing the bike, like whatever it is that you enjoy and you have fun doing, whatever it is to get you to do your cardio,
it's burning calories regardless.
For your health, then do that. You don't have to go to I'm like, every time someone asks me that, I'm like, just be real. It's because I can answer DMs.
I can be on my phone.
I'm like, I'm literally on the Stairmaster right now answering you back to this DM because I can like do content. I can edit videos and stuff. And that's like what I enjoy.
That's true. It's more hands-free than walking on an incline. At a certain point, you need hold on or you're falling backwards.
Like, I need balance every
time. Someone like Ashley Caltwater, who is a multiple time Miss Bikini Olympia and like, in my opinion, one of the leanest consistently on stage. All she does for cardio is she'll walk to an Orange Theory class and then walk home. Like, she doesn't do any sort of, like, Stairmaster for a certain amount of time. She doesn't do the Orange
Theory class?
No, sorry. She does the class.
You said she walks to an Orange Theory class and does, then comes back. Yeah, I was
like... She includes the walking as part of her cardio. She walks there, she does the class, she walks home.
I'm like, so she walks there, touches the front door, says turns around.
But still, like, that is not deemed as, like, traditional bodybuilding cardio. Yes. And it still gets her stage lean every year, you know?
It's because it doesn't matter how you do it. Like, at a certain point when you're cutting, especially for a show, it's about how many calories you're burning. Mm-hmm. Like,
I had someone message me on YouTube and I made me feel...
You can get messages on YouTube?
Sorry, comments. Oh. Why are you reading into
I'm sorry.
I'm being, Julia's so literal
I'm
very today.
Literal today. I'm like, you get the... I didn't know that. How do I...
Actually, I think there is a way to message people on YouTube. I could be wrong,
I don't want to know.
Yours is just filled.
Oh my God, I don't want
to say. Anyway, okay, sorry for coming for you. I had gotten a comment and it like made me feel so bad because this girl who listens to the podcast and was watching my YouTube video comments and she's like, I heard you talk about that you like doing sprints and I tried it and I have shin splints and I don't know what to do.
Oh man.
And it like broke my heart. That's and me. I gave her a bunch of tips, but I was also like, sprinting is not for everyone. Yeah. If this thing is causing you pain, don't do it.
There was a point in my prep that my coach was having me do treadmill, it would hit style, where we would do like speed three walking on the treadmill and then I would sprint for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. I get shin splints.
I get them pretty easily, but I think because I did track in high school, I feel like I know a little bit about like how to stretch properly and how to combat them.
But then
and,
again,
like,
it goes away. Like once with practice, like of course, when you like start on the Stairmaster, your legs feel like they're going to fall off and they die. But with practice, it's like you've done it. Yeah. You know, you build it up, build it up, build it up. And now you're like, I have legs of steel.
Yeah.
No one can hurt
you. I'm glad we agreed on this.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I was like mildly nervous that you were going to come for the treadmill. And I love a good, I did my first prep ever. I think up until the last 3 weeks, all I did was walk on incline on the treadmill. And granted, I was at a huge incline and doing it for an hour, but that felt better on my body recovery wise.
It's a lot easier on your body. For me, like when I do incline treadmill, I'm just feeling it in completely different places. Like I'll feel like my calves will get a little bit more swollen. Because my calves are weeny, you know, they're weeny versus when I'm on the Stairmaster, I already have strong legs and I'm like, I don't even feel a thing. So I know that treadmill has been used a lot too with competitors who, you want to put a lot of less stress on your body because the Stairmaster, there's been times where I've been doing an hour and a half on Stairmaster 5-6 times a week when I'm deep in a prep and eventually, you know, my body like is in a lot of pain because it is a lot like you're stepping.
I got to a point in my last prep where I was supposed to do 2 hours a day, like one hour fasted, 1 hour after my workout. And I like messaged my coach who was Zach. And I was like, my hips and my back feel like they are falling off of my body on
then
the second
one.
You
can't even do it well.
Yeah.
Like you can't even do your best.
So we switched where it was an hour in the morning, 30 minutes, and then hop on the elliptical for the remainder. And sometimes it was a day where I only had like 15 minutes in me before my skeletal system thought it was like
my bones breaking started falling off my body.
So then I would switch down to the elliptical, which is a lot lower impact and still got my heart rate up. And I was still again burning dang near the same amount of calories doing that.
Elliptical, you're right. Like elliptical and treadmill, if you're not running, is very low impact. But when you're running, of course, there's going to be more impact and ouch.
Yes.
I don't know how runners do it. I don't know how.
Couldn't be me.
I congratulate you.
I don't mind running outside. And I like doing sprints outside more than a treadmill. Treadmills like really hurt.
Really?
Yeah. They're just like not meant for that level of impact versus like the ground and the shoes you wear. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's designed for the ground, not for treadmills.
I would say try it, but I'm not going to. What is the thing that you said about the TikTok girl?
Okay. I'm going to butcher this because as always, I like half-assed watched it and didn't finish the whole thing and whatever.
Well, I need the video.
I will send you the video. We'll put it on the story. I'll find it somehow. It was going pretty viral because I saw it on Instagram as like a repost, which typically that happens if something's doing well on TikTok or went well in the past. But it was this girl and she was like, you could tell she wasn't really like a gym goer just based on how she was talking about the gym. And she was saying how she's always been really scared of going to the gym as so many newbies are, people trying to get back into it are. And she was like, and then I went And I realized that the woman there, the girls there, treat you the same energy as when you're like at a club or at a bar in the bathroom. And they're like, you look so good. Here, try my lipstick. Here's this drink I've been liking. Except, like, just over loving and supporting because we're all in this together type of thing.
Except that in the bathroom, you're probably all drunk. Yeah. And you're out and about and you're wearing tight, glittery clothes, except in the gym bathroom, you're all cracked out on pre-workout wearing gym clothes and sweaty.
Still sometimes glittery.
Still sometimes glittery.
And then the part I didn't finish was she started talking about men and I was like, boring, skip. We don't got to hear about the guys. But she was like, the other thing that intimidated me was like, oh, I know what you're thinking. Big, like, broody guys walking around everywhere. But the thing is that they all get together after they lift and they have these things called pump covers. This is how she's talking about it.
God,
and they take off their pump covers and they all stand together in the mirror and hit little poses and are like, oh, you look so good, bro. Oh no, you look so good,
That's
bro. So and it was just such a, like we talked about a little, I think a few weeks ago, how it's cute that we go to the gym and we all listen to our little music and lift our little weights. And that was such a good like view of it, of like the girls are coming together and we're like, oh, this is kind of cool. We can like be here. And the guys are all like hyping each other up. And it really is like, unless you're at a really crappy gym with really crappy people, which that happens sometimes, it is such like a community and just like an instant connection with like the men and women around you that just a really cute video. I like
that view on it for sure. Especially like the girls like in the bathroom being like, what's up? Like, where'd you get your outfit?
Exactly.
And then like also when you're at the gym, like it can be that way. Also, if you want it to be that way, you know, there are those gyms where it's like, okay, I've really tried, but I don't think it's happening. But if you put yourself out there in the right gym too, most of the time you'll get a good response.
It also made me feel good that she had such a good experience because I'm glad. We hear so many stories of like the gym's scary and this happened, but she was like, the gym's scary and here's all these beautiful things I learned by going today.
It's nice to know that like at least there's some good stories going on.
A few.
I love that.
Do you want to answer any questions? Do we have time?
I don't think we have time today. Yeah, we've been chitty chatting for a while, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You guys have been really loving the Gym Girl Chats episode and we love them too. And I've been saying that every single time, but it's okay.
Well, it's so nice to catch up because like we're so busy that we don't really like text or talk in between every week. So like, I feel like these episodes give us a chance to like, actually, what's up? Like, what have you been doing?
Actually,
what have you been watching?
What's up? We should change them to what's actually up.
What's actually going on?
What is actually up? But yeah, it was such a fun week and I'm still recovering from the Arnold in the best way to where there's so much, I was talking to the other girls about that. It's so much like adrenaline. There's so many people. And then, you know, getting to meet all of you guys was so unbelievable. I never had a moment to process all of like the amazing things that anybody said. Cause each day it was like, let's go, 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 go. I got home and I did my outro for the video and I was talking about it and then just started crying.
I was going to say I would definitely
cry.
And
I was like, oh, there it is. And I literally was like, I guess I'm processing it now. I guess it's happening.
Well, you almost go into like a form of autopilot during situations like that, because if it's emotional story after emotional story, if you feed into it every time, you're gonna be so emotionally drained. Exactly. So you have to like put on this like positive front until you're alone and you're like, whoa.
And then you can like really digest like everything that happened.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen until like Monday. Monday morning when I also slept 14 hours.
Jeez, you needed it.
That when I do an event like the Know Your Power retreat or some sort of fitness event, bodybuilding
thing.
That
one knocked me out too.
Yes. Yeah. I always sleep minimum 14 hours after. So
I love it.
It was great. I feel good now. But I hope you guys enjoyed. And as always, we love you all so much. And you're more powerful than you think.
Bye.
Bye. That was off.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Know Your Power podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend.
And if you feel we deserved it, rate and review the show.
Also, if you have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to shoot us an email at knowyourpowerpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye. Bye.